Welcome to my mommy's podcast.
This episode is sponsored by Ritual Multivitamins and Prenatals. These are really important because 95% of pregnant women are not getting the recommended intake of certain key nutrients, including omega-3s. And Ritual contains 350 milligrams of omega-3 in every serving, as well as many of the other important things that pregnant women need. This is really important because the first 28 days of pregnancy are vital to a baby's neural development. So there's no such thing as starting too soon, and you really want a lot of these nutrients pre-pregnancy. They also contain the right amount of research-stacked and science-backed vitamins and minerals that are bioavailable and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. This includes things like omega-3s, like choline and methylated folate to support neural tube development, as well as all the other vitamins and minerals that we need during pregnancy. Capsules have a delayed release design, so they're gentler on an empty stomach, which is especially helpful for pregnant moms, and that makes it a lot easier to stick with taking these. They rigorously test and validate by third party to make sure that their supplements are free of allergens, microbes, and heavy metals, and they work with world-class certification bodies to validate their products externally. And they are always non-GMO project verified, gluten and major allergen free, and certified B Corp as well as made traceable. They're a female-founded B Corp, meaning they hold themselves accountable to not just their kind of company's financial health, but to the health of people and the planet as well. So why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal, and you can save 20% off your first month by going to ritual.com/wellnessmama. That's ritual.com/wellnessmama for 20% off. This episode is brought to you by Beam Minerals. And you hear me talk a lot about minerals because I find more and more, both from guests on this podcast and from what I'm seeing in the research, that minerals are so important and that we are not able to get what we need only from food anymore. And I love that I found this company called Beam Minerals. They provide all the minerals, electrolytes, and micronutrients that your body needs in a single 1 ounce liquid per day. Now, the interesting thing I love about these is that they are naturally formulated in the same ratios of minerals that your body uses. And as we know, minerals work in pairs and teams, so it's not just about getting the minerals, but getting the right ratios if we want to thrive. These minerals are also unique because they are ionic, which means they don't require digestion, and that makes them almost 100% bioavailable, so your cells get the benefit almost immediately. The other benefit here is they taste essentially like water, so they're great for kids. They don't have a strong taste. And I've been experimenting with these, and because they're ionic and so bioavailable, I really do actually notice an increase in energy almost instantly when I take them. And I've been giving these to my kids, especially my athletes, to help them stay fueled for competition and to recover more quickly. They also have a lot of great information on their website, but you can learn more about them by going to beamminerals.com. And if you go to beamminerals.com/wellnessmama and use the code wellnessmama, you can save 20%. So go to beamminerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com/wellnessmama and use the code wellnessmama to save 20%. Hello and welcome to the Wellness Mama podcast. I'm Katie from wellnessmama.com. And I'm here with one of my favorite people in the world today. I always love talking to her. And I often get asked what supplements I take, and there are very few I take regularly. So I wanted to actually nerd out with her today on some of the only ones that are part of my regular routine. And I'm here with Tina Anderson, who is, like I said, a dear close friend, but also someone who has done a lot of work in the health and wellness world. She came from a legal career into a pharmaceutical career, and then realized that there was a lot going on in the pharmaceutical industry she wasn't happy with. And so she jumped into learning all she could about actual health and foundational things that really can be needle movers for people. And she and her husband created a company called Just Thrive that has the only probiotic I will take, as well as some other supplements that I use really regularly. And we delve into a lot of those today, especially explaining what to look for in particular types of supplements and what really sets them apart. And she also has an exclusive discount just for you guys, because I wanted you to be able to try these supplements that I take all the time as well. So I always love talking to Tina, and let's join her now. Tina, welcome back.
Thanks, Katie. I'm so excited to be here with you.
I'm excited too. Any day I get to have a conversation with you is an awesome day because we are actually in real life friends as well. And I'm excited to get to learn from you as always whenever we get to chat today, because you know so much on so many topics, but one that especially that I think is so important, especially in today's world. I keep seeing headlines about the decline in the health of our gut microbiomes and the diversity within our guts. And it seems like we live in a world where our microbiome is just assaulted kind of from all angles. And I know that this is an area where you have done a tremendous deep dive as well, and that this is also very much a source of passion project for you, and that you're doing a lot of work to help improve those statistics. So to start off broad in this conversation, can you walk us through, from a gut health perspective, what are some of the problems that we're seeing in our modern world?
Yeah, gut health is so important. And the good news is that it is getting out there. People are now starting to like understand that they need to focus on their gut health. And I mean, the problem that we're seeing is, you know, the Human Microbiome Project that was launched by the National Institutes of Health about in like 2007 told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. And what we know now is that we are 10 times more bacterial cells than we are human cells. So we literally are more bacteria than we are human. And yet we're living in this world that is so incredibly disruptive to our bacteria. You know, we have been like kind of conditioned to think that bacteria is bad, when really less than 1% of our bacteria is actually harmful. It's actually incredibly beneficial, not just beneficial, it's critical to our health. And yet we're living in this world with antibacterial hand sanitizers, antibacterial soaps, you know, all of the different antibiotics that are out there, and not just antibiotics that we take. I think there has been an amount of education out there knowing that we really shouldn't be taking antibiotics willy-nilly because they are disruptive to us. But there are antibiotics in our food supply, in our animal products. Glyphosate, which of course I know you've talked about many times on this podcast, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, so incredibly offensive to our gut health. And so we're living in this modern world that is so disruptive to our gut health. And yet it's our gut that's dictating virtually all aspects of our overall health. I mean, it's hard to find any disease out there, any non-communicable disease, from, you know, cancer, diabetes, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia, heart disease, that's not associated with some type of imbalance in our gut flora. And I think so many people have for so long have thought of, well, I have a gut imbalance, I have diarrhea, constipation. And yeah, those are certainly signs that you have some type of gut imbalance. But now we know like a skin rash or acne is stemming from our gut. Brain health, so our mood disorders are stemming from our gut health. Allergies are stemming from our gut health. If you're someone who gets sick all the time, that's stemming from our gut health. So it is truly foundational when you talk about your health. We all have to be focusing on our gut health. And studies are coming out left and right on how important it is to be focusing on our gut health.
Yeah, such good points. And I like that you touched on the fact that yes, we're being assaulted from all angles, and there's still a lot that we can do to really actually have a thriving microbiome and body, even in the modern world, because I know that you take a very positive and empowering approach to these things, never the fear-based approach, which is one of the many reasons that I love you. And you're right. I think hopefully people are aware now of antibiotics are not the answer to everything. And certainly they do have a time and a place, but they're not the first line of defense. And that so much, like you said, even our skin health and so much relates back to our gut health. And this is why in this episode, I'm kind of talking about sharing things that are on my personal 80-20 list. And for people who have heard me use that term before, that's things that really provide 80% of the benefit from 20% of the inputs. And I find that many of the things you talk about and educate about are the things that make my things I routinely use list because of how efficacious they are. And top of the list, the first thing I found from you and fell in love with was the probiotics. And when I started researching it and when we got to have conversations, I started learning how all probiotics are not created equal, for one. And for two, some can have a much more profound effect on the body than others because they actually work with the way our guts are designed and how things are meant to work. So to kind of delve into a deeper understanding on that, I would love if you could explain the difference between spore-based probiotics, which is what I learned about from you, and some of the other forms that are available on the market, as well as some of the common downsides people may not be aware of if they're just finding, you know, a random probiotic on Amazon or on the store shelf.
Yeah. So you are right, though. There are there's good news in this. We know we could heal our microbiomes. We can heal them. And so we have to try to do things to support our gut microbiome. And one of the tools in the toolbox, and a very effective tool in the toolbox is using these spore-based probiotics. And we only work with spore-based probiotics. The other type of probiotics that you see on the market, and probably 90% of the probiotics you'll see on the market are made up of lactobacillus and bifidobacterium. And most of those organisms are sensitive organisms. We know this because, you know, for example, many need to be refrigerated in order to stay alive. So if a probiotic needs to be refrigerated in order to stay alive, it would mean that it can't even withstand the room temperature of the store shelf. So how in the world would it ever survive your body temperature, which is 98.6? And the answer is they just aren't. But even if they didn't need to be refrigerated, we know lactobacillus and bifidobacterium strains are sensitive. They hit the intestine. If they hit the stomach is meant to be the gastric barrier. It's very, very acidic. If your finger touched your stomach acid, it would burn. So we know that a lot of these probiotics on the market have difficulty getting through that gastric system. Forget about even the temperature of their body. Most of them aren't even surviving the temperature of the body, but then they need to get to the intestines alive. Just to be defined as a probiotic, it needs to arrive alive in the intestines. And most of these lactobifido type of strains out there on the market actually are killed by the stomach acid. And so you're basically getting dead bacteria in the intestines. And some people will actually say, well, I have seen some benefits. And there is an argument to me that even dead bacteria will provide some type of beneficial, you know, symptomatic type of relief, but it's not getting to the root cause and changing the gut flora. So we work with the spore-based probiotics. They were licensed from London University, Dr. Simon Cutting, world-renowned probiotic gut health expert, has been able to source these strains. And these are spore-based probiotics. And why we call them spores is they're not a mushroom spore, but they have this endospore shell around themselves. And that shell allows them to survive that journey from your mouth through the gastric system into your intestines. And that is really, really important. I mean, in order, like I said, just to be defined as a probiotic, it needs to arrive alive in the intestines. And that's what the spores do. They have the ability to have this endospore shell around itself. It's like this hardy shell around itself. And they hit the intestines, and then they recognize the intestines as their home, and they take their shell off. And that's when they go into their live vegetative cell state. And that's when the magic starts to happen. You know, they start to, you know, they stay there for about 21 to 28 days where they're working from the small intestine all the way down to the distal colon. And they're working through the entire intestinal tract, making the garden more beautiful is the way I love to analogize it with like a garden. You know, if you envision a garden that's been stepped on and trampled on, and there's weeds growing all over, and you kind of compare that to your gut, your intestines, we're going in and helping get these spores go in. They have the ability to attach to the soil or attach to the intestinal cell wall. They have the ability to get rid of the weeds or get rid of some of the overgrowth of the pathogenic bacteria in your gut. And then they have the ability to take those plants that have been stepped on and trampled on and help bring them back to life. And so in our gut, then they're going in and taking our good bacteria that's there that needs to thrive and flourish and help it bring it back to life. So it's a very, very effective approach to, you know, our gut health therapies. And it's why we see such profound results with the product. And it's important to remember that these strains are surviving the gut, not because we've done anything. We haven't engineered them to survive. This is not because we've done some special enteric coating. You'll see a lot of probiotics where it's like we've special enteric coating and we've done some type of amazing, you know, enteric coating on the product. And ours are actually naturally enteric coated. So these bacillus strains that we work with, these bacillus spore-based bacteria, actually were found in the soil. Our ancestors would eat off the land. They would eat roots and tubers off the land, and they would get these bacterial organisms from the roots and tubers, and they would consume these on a regular basis. We evolved in order to have these bacillus spores. We didn't necessarily evolve to get lactobacillus and bifidobacterium. We got lacto and bifido from inoculation at childbirth. So our mother, we were inoculated with lactobacillus and bifidobacterium through childbirth, vaginal childbirth, close skin-to-skin contact, breastfeeding. That's when we were inoculated with our lacto and bifido strains. We didn't get it from our environment. Instead, we evolved by getting it through our soil. And because the world we live in now, we are deplete of so many nutrients and our soil is so deplete of, you know, so many of the important organisms that we need, we just aren't getting them in the soil. And so that's what these spore-based probiotics are. They are actually, they have this endospore shell around itself, allows it to survive the gastric system, get there 100% alive, and then go to work for about 21 days where they're making a change in that beautiful garden we call our intestines.
That's such a good analogy. And I love that you use gardening as the analogy, because I know there's also a tie-in there with, like you said, we've sterilized our environment. We've been removed from nature. And I've written before about the benefits of even just spending outside time gardening or in nature, because we're getting exposed to those things. Or I've had guests like Dr. Pedram Shojai talk about this is one of the reasons having a pet can be actually beneficial, is because they're bringing some of those bacteria into the home from the outdoors. And so our immune system gets the exposure. But I know, truly your probiotic is the first one I ever noticed an actual difference from. And because of all the things you just talked about, not just in digestion, where I certainly noticed an effect almost immediately, but even immune system health over time seems like really improved from really working on my gut microbiome. And you mentioned the childbirth aspect as well. One of my children was born breech. And so even though she was born vaginally, it wasn't the normal way that she came out, and she had some eczema when she was young, and focusing on gut health and taking the probiotics really helped her with eczema and food sensitivities to the point that she doesn't deal with them anymore. And so I always just bring that up to really highlight, like you talked about, the importance of gut health for really every single aspect of the body. And I know you guys get essentially like love letters all the time from people who see such tremendous benefits, but what are some of the other areas that people seem to like really notice an effect when they start using spore-based probiotics?
Yeah, that is so, I love when people ask me this question, because it's like, it runs everywhere. You know, it's like, with a pharmaceutical, you know, side effects include, you know, suicidal thoughts or, you know, bloody stools, all these horrible side effects. Whereas like our product, so many people will come to us because they have gut issues, but then they'll say, you know, I feel like I'm sleeping better. And it's like, yeah, that happens. Or I'm in a better mood. I have more energy. I mean, think about it. If you start going to the bathroom more regularly, you're getting rid of those toxins. You're not supposed to go to the bathroom only, you know, every other day or even just once a day. We should be going to the bathroom more regularly and getting rid of those toxins. So we see better weight management. We see that quite a bit, because we also know that it's the bacteria in our gut that's dictating whether you're one of those people that just easily lose weight and other, you know, you're one of those people that doesn't. And it's really our gut bacteria that's playing a role in all of those things. So we see so many people that I said have come to us that have had gut issues, or, you know, like they have diarrhea or constipation or gas or bloating. And then all of a sudden say like, I have so much more energy. I feel so much better. And the other thing is just the whole thing of like not getting sick all the time. You know, we know that 80% of our immune system's found in our gut. I mean, our immune receptors are in our gut lining. It's where you start when you're talking about our immune health. Our immune cells would cease to function if our gut is not functioning properly. So it's really where you start. And the other exciting thing is just seeing like the brain health aspect of it too. So just seeing people being in a better mood, because we know that, you know, 90% of our serotonin is produced in our gut. GABA is produced in our gut. Dopamine is produced in our gut. So all these really critical neurotransmitters are being produced in our gut. And it's really exciting to see all these other side effects that start to happen when you start taking care of your gut health.
Yeah. And I love that, like what we're talking about, this is working with the body's natural process, not trying to add something or bypass a part of the body. Like you mentioned, pharmaceuticals, often those can have a tremendous effect, but sometimes they're kind of like bypassing part of the body's natural pathway. Whereas what you're talking about is under like a deep understanding of how the body works and its natural detox pathways and elimination pathways of digestion, for instance, and working with that in the way the body understands and speaking the body's language to understand that, so that the body can do what it already knows how to do more effectively. Like I say on here, people are probably tired of me saying it by now, but I feel like it's important to say over and over, at the end of the day, we are each our own primary health care provider and our own healer. And the beauty of it is the body wants to and knows how to heal. And so when we can work with it, we see amazing benefits. And I think this is also a great jumping in point for another thing that I learned about from you that I had only read about somewhat in medical literature before getting to really understand it from talking to you, which is the importance of a vitamin called K27. And I feel like people have certainly heard of vitamin D and the importance of having our vitamin D levels in the right range and other fat soluble vitamins like A and E, they've heard a little bit about perhaps, but I feel like vitamin K for whatever reason does not get enough talk time. So for people who maybe only have a passing understanding of it, like I did, can you explain what vitamin K2 is and why it's so important?
Yes. I'm so glad you brought this up because, you know, obviously we're passionate about gut health. And, but one of our core values of our business and what we talk about all the time is that we only bring products that are missing and needed in the market. And we felt so strongly that even though we're this gut health supplement, you know, we focus on gut health, that we needed to bring this vitamin K27 product to the market because there just wasn't anything out there. And there wasn't a lot of awareness. I mean, we're starting to see more awareness. We're even seeing that with the spores in the gut space, but vitamin K27 is so critical and it gets confused with vitamin K1. Vitamin K1 is different. It's more for like, you know, its main job in the liver is to like coagulate and it's not the same thing. So our vitamin K27, the job of it is to direct calcium away from the arteries where we don't want it and to the bone. So we consume calcium. Some people take calcium, but you know, we consume calcium on a regular basis. And our hope is that our calcium is going to go to our bones and our teeth, our mouth, all of that. But what we don't want it to do is to go to our arteries or our blood vessels. And unfortunately, calcium doesn't know where to go when it comes into the body. And it's the job of vitamin K2 to direct our calcium where it needs to go. And the studies on vitamin K2 are so profound for heart health and for bone health. There was this study by Rotterdam University. It was a 10-year study with 4,800 subjects, which of course is a profound study to have that many subjects in a study for a 10-year period. And they showed that just taking 45 micrograms of vitamin K27, which is a tiny amount, caused a 50% reduction in cardiovascular mortality. And then it caused a 25% reduction in all-cause mortality. So basically, like people who are taking even small amounts of vitamin K27 are actually living longer. So the studies on cardiovascular health, on bone health, on osteoporosis are just so incredible. There was a Heidelberg cohort study with like 12,000 patients that actually showed it reduced the risk of prostate and breast cancer by over 35%. I mean, the studies on it blows my mind that there's not more of an awareness out there about vitamin K27. And one of the reasons we decided to launch it was because there wasn't a natural form of vitamin K27. Most vitamin K27s you'll find are synthetic. We only work with a natural form of vitamin K27. And it's just such a great nutrient. A lot of people are taking high amounts of vitamin D, and I think vitamin D is super important. But the more vitamin D we take, it could increase our deficiency for K2. So, and we're not getting vitamin K2 in food. I mean, our only sources of vitamin K27 are like organ meats, grass-fed butter, but we're really not getting it, you know, in huge amounts in our Western diet. So really exciting to have that in our part of our formulary.
Yeah, you brought up so many good points. And you're right, people, I feel like, are taking supplemental vitamin D, which is its own whole topic of conversation. I personally have some genes that make it much easier for me to get it from the sun. So I try to spend a lot of time, I know you do as well, getting the right amount of sunlight. But I've noticed when I take K2 regularly that I interact much better with the sun. And it's because of all those things you just explained about vitamin D and how those are so important together. I also used K2. I've written before about my remineralization protocol that I did for my teeth when I was able to reverse some small cavities. And K2 was an important puzzle piece for me there as well. But when you bring up the statistics about the studies on looking at cardiovascular disease risk, which we know is a huge problem and one of the number one killers of people in the modern world, as well as reduction in all-cause mortality, I feel like anytime a study shows such a significant reduction in all-cause mortality, that's so drastic, because that's saying not just from cardiovascular disease or just from the big killers, but your risk of mortality from any cause. And that, when they look at the data on studies like that, that's looking at things like, even if you are injured in a car accident, but you have certain things optimized in your body, you're more likely to recover from that. Or, you know, hip fractures being a huge issue as people get older, and how you mentioned it ties into bone health. Like, this really is very far reaching. And so it's one that I'm very aware of getting regularly now and giving to my parents as well as they get older. Even my kids as athletes, I seem to have better recovery time when they get that dialed in. Is that studied as well, the ability of the body to recover when we have those particular pieces optimized?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I have three kids who all are college athletes, and they've been taking vitamin K2-7 for 10 years now. I mean, it's been so critical in their, you know, ability to recover, ability to even increase cardiac output. We have a study on cardiac output and increased our cardiac output. So I'm huge fans of vitamin K2 for kids as well, especially as they're growing and supporting their bone health.
That makes sense. Okay, so back to my 80-20, there's a couple other ones I want to make sure we reserve a little bit of time to talk about. So we started off talking about probiotics, and we talked about, people are at least aware that these are important. They maybe don't understand the complexity of what kind to choose, which we helped really delve into. But I think the other puzzle piece that fits in with this is prebiotics, which are not talked about as much. And from my understanding, also used to be present in much higher amounts in our diets before we adopted our more modern diets, and also have a beneficial effect with probiotics and also in supporting some of those gut health things that we talked about in general. So can you walk us through what prebiotics are and what they're doing in the body?
Sure. You know, if we go back to that garden analogy that I was talking about, think of the prebiotics as fertilizer for the garden. And so you want to obviously give them, you know, your good plants some food. And so that's basically what prebiotics are, is they're the food for your beneficial bacteria. The problem with a lot of prebiotics is that they don't know how to distinguish between the beneficial bacteria and the harmful bacteria in our gut. And so that's where we came in, is we took a while to launch a prebiotic because we wanted to make sure we were only launching a prebiotic that had the ability to distinguish between the beneficial bacteria and the pathogenic bacteria. So if you take that garden analogy, we didn't want it to go and feed the weeds in the garden. So our prebiotic ingredients are oligosaccharides that actually only target the good bacteria in our gut. So it's not making a problem worse. A lot of times a prebiotic could actually make a problem worse if somebody actually has some overgrowth of a pathogenic bacteria. Now you're throwing prebiotics in there, or fibers that are actually feeding the bad bacteria, it makes a problem worse. So it was really important to us that we only chose ingredients that were precisely going to only target the good bacteria in the gut. But it's basically food or fertilizer for our good bacteria in the gut.
That makes sense. And I know that you guys have a powdered one, and it is a kid favorite in my house because it tastes delicious, and they'll mix that in water and actually use it to take other supplements because it tastes to me like a really delicious, like, juice or mixed drink or something. It's so good. And I noticed an effect from that as well, especially with digestion. So I'm glad we got to touch on that one. Now, another one I want to make sure we have time for is to briefly touch on IgG, because this is another one I didn't even know about until I got to know you. And now it's a regular part of my routine. And it was also really helpful for my daughter that I mentioned recovering from eczema. So can you explain what IgG is?
Sure. So IgG just stands for immunoglobulin G. And immunoglobulin G is one of the most common antibiotics that we find in our body. And the job of IgG is to bind and neutralize toxins, and have your body will safely remove them. So, you know, from mold to, you know, all other kinds of toxins that we're faced with. And our IgG is really, really unique because it actually produces 50% more IgG than colostrum. So a lot of times more people hear about colostrum. And one of the biggest benefits of colostrum is the fact that they produce IgG, but it only has about 12% IgG. We have 50% IgG in ours. So the IgG product that we have actually creates 25% more immunoglobulin G in our gut, where this is where most of this is where we need it, because we've got all these toxins that we're faced with in our gut. So it's really, really important for immune barrier and our gut barrier function. And it's great for our immune system. It's so supportive of our immune health. It was so studied. It's such a non-negotiable in our family as well, especially, you know, during cold and flu season, and just knowing that we're supporting that gut line even more than more support than the probiotic is providing. So and so many people, I get so intimidated by the name Ultimate IgG. We've talked about renaming it because it's like this superpower nutrient that really helps us with supporting our gut wall lining. And the thing is, a lot of people go to colostrum. The issue with colostrum sometimes could be that there's dairy. Most colostrums have dairy. There's no dairy in our IgG. It also doesn't have as much IgG. Most colostrums don't have as much IgG. So just really important to, you know, make sure you're understanding, you know, what you're getting from each of those products.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought up colostrum, because I feel like it's having its moment in the sun right now, and everybody's talking about it for everything from hair growth to skin health and across the board. And I do think it is incredibly helpful. But like you said, a lot of people don't realize that they may not be getting the amounts that they think they're getting, as well as colostrum can be a little fragile. And so if people are mixing it into certain things, it can be less effective, or it can just be hard to work into your routine if it's as a powder. This episode is sponsored by Ritual Multivitamins and Prenatals. These are really important because 95% of pregnant women are not getting the recommended intake of certain key nutrients, including omega-3s. And Ritual contains 350 milligrams of omega-3 in every serving, as well as many of the other important things that pregnant women need. This is really important because the first 28 days of pregnancy are vital to a baby's neural development. So there's no such thing as starting too soon, and you really want a lot of these nutrients pre-pregnancy. They also contain the right amount of research-stacked and science-backed vitamins and minerals that are bioavailable and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. This includes things like omega-3s, like choline and methylated folate to support neural tube development, as well as all the other vitamins and minerals that we need during pregnancy. Capsules have a delayed release design, so they're gentler on an empty stomach, which is especially helpful for pregnant moms, and that makes it a lot easier to stick with taking these. They rigorously test and validate by third party to make sure that their supplements are free of allergens, microbes, and heavy metals, and they work with world-class certification bodies to validate their products externally. And they are always non-GMO project verified, gluten and major allergen free, and certified B Corp, as well as made traceable. They're a female-founded B Corp, meaning they hold themselves accountable to not just their kind of company's financial health, but to the health of people and the planet as well. So why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal, and you can save 20% off your first month by going to ritual.com/wellnessmama. That's ritual.com/wellnessmama for 20% off. This episode is brought to you by Beam Minerals. And you hear me talk a lot about minerals because I find more and more, both from guests on this podcast and from what I'm seeing in the research, that minerals are so important and that we are not able to get what we need only from food anymore. And I love that I found this company called Beam Minerals. They provide all the minerals, electrolytes, and micronutrients that your body needs in a single 1 ounce liquid per day. Now, the interesting thing I love about these is that they are naturally formulated in the same ratios of minerals that your body uses. And as we know, minerals work in pairs and teams. So it's not just about getting the minerals, but getting the right ratios if we want to thrive. These minerals are also unique because they are ionic, which means they don't require digestion. And that makes them almost 100% bioavailable. So your cells get the benefit almost immediately. The other benefit here is they taste essentially like water, so they're great for kids. They don't have a strong taste. And I've been experimenting with these, and because they're ionic and so bioavailable, I really do actually notice an increase in energy almost instantly when I take them. And I've been giving these to my kids, especially my athletes, to help them stay fueled for competition and to recover more quickly. They also have a lot of great information on their website, but you can learn more about them by going to beamminerals.com And if you go to bminerals.com/wellnessmama and use the code wellnessmama, you can save 20%. So go to bminerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com/wellnessmama and use the code wellnessmama to save 20%. I loved learning from you that about IgG. And like you mentioned, it's our first line of defense. If anybody starts getting like a tickle in their throat or the sniffles or something in our house, because of all of those things you just mentioned. And I also know you have a tremendous amount of other resources and supplements as well, and more than we can delve into in one podcast. So we might have to do more rounds in the future. But can you also just briefly touch on what else you have available? Because like I said, you guys really delve into the science and supporting how the body naturally works. So you've developed some solutions in other areas as well. And I want to make sure we at least mention what they are.
Oh, sure. So yeah, you know, I always am so passionate about starting with our gut. You know, the probiotic is where I think everybody should start. I can't think of any person that shouldn't be on a spore-based probiotic, that one that has been researched and studied. And that's one of the big differences with ours, is that we actually did a study on our formulation. And that is so important when you're talking about probiotic, because these are live microorganisms. We can't just take one strain that was studied in another strain and mix them together and assume that they're going to do what they are supposed to do. So that's one of the things that is, I'm super passionate about that. We did an actual study. We did several studies on our actual formulation. So I always feel that everyone needs to start with a probiotic. And we could sprinkle in the prebiotic, because now that's going to create even more diversity than the probiotic is doing. And we talked about that. IgG is really great for immune support, which we talked about. We also have further gut, we have a product called Gut Fortify that's really critical for our mucosal barrier, that has some amino acids and polyphenols in it. So that's a really incredible product. We have a UT123 product that's great for urinary tract health. We have a very exciting product. We've done a lot of research on a gut-brain axis. Our Just Calm product, which is a we could go into at another time, but really important product for supporting that gut-brain axis and bringing our cortisol levels more into balance. That is a really research product as well. But we have health coaches on our team. We have product coaches on our team. We are all about empowering people. My biggest passion is just to empower people to take control of their health. And, you know, people will say, this competitor, that competitor. I'm not focused on other gut health supplement competitors, because I know that eventually people will come to us because they'll do their research. But I'm just excited that people are talking about gut health, that people are starting, if there's other companies that are venture backed and have lots of money behind them and they're getting an awareness out there about gut health and probiotics, that is awesome. And then eventually I feel like they'll come to ours to understand that this is really making a difference. But we're so passionate about empowering people to take control of their health like you are. And so that's why we've invested in having product coaches on our team and health coaches on our team to help you navigate some of the products out there, because everyone's on different journeys. But we primarily focus on our gut health, and then, you know, our immune health. We have some great immune products, and then our mental health. We've got a brand new product called Focus and Memory that's out there too, that's really great for brain regeneration, like, and neuroprotective ingredients. So, you know, feel free to, you know, learn more about us, but I would say that those are some of our top products.
And I will, of course, link to all the products in the show notes for you guys listening. All of that's at wellnessmama.com, but I'll also link to, you guys have a tremendous amount of educational information available on your website as well, where you write about and go deep on some of the things we've talked about today for people interested in diving in and learning more. And I know one area I also love is you guys have a whole recipe section on how to incorporate some of these things into actual food-based recipes, which I think is also something we didn't go deep on. But a unique thing about you guys is that because the spore-based probiotics are stable, for instance, you can actually mix them into smoothies or food or all kinds of things for kids who can't swallow pills yet, or people who just prefer not to swallow pills. So I'll make sure to link to that as well. But I just really appreciate all the effort you guys put into the education side and to really helping people understand how these things are working within their body. And then to even take it a step further and to do the studies, I feel like that's a level of accountability that is so rare in the supplement world. So I just so much appreciate that you guys do that.
Oh, thanks, Katie. And I'm so glad you brought that up about that you could open the capsules with the probiotic and mix it with food and kids wouldn't even know. We also have a gummy that we recently launched, and I kicked and screamed because I didn't really want to do the gummy, but I realized that that makes people more compliant, you know, and I'd rather have people getting the spores in them because they're so critical, especially for kids with all of the toxins they're faced with in their little bodies. So we have gummies, and we also, like you said, you could sprinkle the capsules and mix it with food. They won't even know it's there. You could bake with them. And yes, you're right. We've got lots of recipes on the site.
Awesome. Well, I will link to that as well. And I believe you guys also have offered an exclusive discount just for the listeners today. So I'll put that in there as well. But the code is Wellness Mama. So if any of you guys are researching on the site, you can use that code to save on any of the products. But Tina, like I said in the beginning, it is always an absolute joy to get to talk to you. And I love how passionate you are about this. I, from knowing you in person, know that you walk the walk and that you and your family live such an incredible lifestyle as well. And I really appreciate your time and for really delving into these topics today.
Oh, thank you, Katie. It's always so fun to see you and to be together and chat and talk shop.
Well, thank you. And thanks as always to all of you for listening and sharing your most valuable resources, your time, your energy, and your attention with us today. We're both so grateful that you did. And I hope that you will join me again on the next episode of the Wellness Mama podcast. If you're enjoying these interviews, would you please take 2 minutes to leave a rating or review on iTunes for me? Doing this helps more people to find the podcast, which means even more moms and families can benefit from the information. I really appreciate your time, and thanks as always for listening.